Oh, the famed Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is wrapping up its 72nd year in South Dakota this weekend. And as the rally ages, so do many of the riders. NPR's Amy Walters was there with some rally old-timers. Rally old-timers checking out what's new on three wheels.
On Main Street in Sturgis this week, you could see a motorcycle covered in real fur with buck antlers coming out of the handlebars. Another bike is painted like an American flag. They're new bikes, too, but most are classic, just like the riders.
I've been riding bikes for 40 years, but hardly about the last 15.
Larry Kalish just rode in from Grand Forks, North Dakota. It's a 14-hour trip, and he's still up for a test drive.
Okay, we better start it here. It's kind of nice not to have to put your feet on the ground all the time.
Kalish found his way to the demo area to try out the latest trike. It's a Harley-Davidson with three wheels.
My next bike probably will be this because my wife will make me buy one.
We like to say it extends people's ability to ride.
Mike Morgan is at Sturgis representing Harley-Davidson. He says trikes are selling well.
When we're out here at Sturgis, we listen to our customers, and this is one of the things they said they wanted. Obviously, it's worked out very well for everybody.
For the do-it-yourselfers, there's three-wheeler kits, too. Got a bike? Make a trike. And there's something else.
The Can-Am Roadster is a different type of road vehicle. Two wheels up front and one behind.
Can-Am's parent company, Bombardier, introduced a snowmobile in the 1950s. The Roadster came out in 2007, and the wheels aren't the only difference. Visibly lacking in chrome, the Can-Am doesn't look anything like a Harley-Davidson. It looks more like the future.
It'll have to be something I experience to really know what to think about it.
That's Kalish again, our Harley devotee from North Dakota. He shifted attention from the Harleys to the demo Can-Ams.
I'm curious. I'm always ready.
Kalish takes off again.
Controls are different, but you have to get used to them. It's not a big deal.
He heads up the street and back down.
Well, we're almost done with our ride.
His review?
When you make a quick response on a turn, it doesn't seem to jerk you off your seat as much as the conventional three-wheeler. I'm impressed. It's a cool machine.
Can-Am sales increased by close to 50% last year. They expect good things this year, too, but come on. This is Sturgis. This rally was once infamous for wild parties, stabbings, shootings. Three-wheelers? Here?
No self-respecting cool biker would ever be seen on something like that.
Dave Byrie and his buddy Randy Elson are parked on Main Street and lounging by their vintage Harleys like they own the place. They're tough on the three-wheel riders, but they do grant a few passes. They're okay for handicapped, anyone over 70, and women. But the truth is, they'd rather have the women riding with them.
You want to ride?
Isn't that dangerous?
Of course it is. It's a motorcycle. Shut that thing off now and let's go for a ride.
And they're still dangerous. The bikes, the trikes, and even some of the riders, despite their age. Amy Walters, NPR News.